Success of the $12 billion treatment plant hinges on these upcoming testing runs. These experiments will be done in a new lab to be built at Washington State University, Tri-Cities. Contractors have been doing research and smaller tests for the plant for 10 years. Now they'll be using larger tanks that are 4, 8, and 14 feet across. These tanks will be run with pulse jet mixers that will whirl up the simulated waste so it doesn't settle. The contractors hope that these larger scale tests will work. Suzanne Heaston is with Bechtel. That's the main contractor building the treatment plant, which is more than half complete.
We've spent 10 years conducting research, and this is a natural evolution of that. This is a good example of that for a first-of-a-kind facility. So I think it speaks to the robustness of the testing program.
Some critics have questioned whether the treatment plant's mixer designs are safe, most notably a high-level whistleblower named Walt Tamosaitis, who's suing Bechtel. I'm Anna King in Richland.